Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm happy to have with me some people we're familiar with, some repeat guests. Kevin Knox, he's the Parks and Recreation Manager, and Ellie Campbell, the Recreation Activities Specialist. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Good morning.
Thanks, Brooke.
Good to have you here. A fun time of year. We're going to talk about things coming up with Parks and Rec, but I think the first thing we need to start with is what all you have just completed. Summer camp is just ending, is that right, Kevin?
Yeah, our summer camp and some of our other summer programs have just wrapped up. We actually just had our last day with our super awesome staff yesterday, so kind of a nice little joy and celebration, but also kind of sad because we had a really great crew this year.
Yeah, we're really, really lucky to be able to have such an awesome team and such a big team.
And they ran this program for, they were running camps for 6 weeks, is that right?
Yeah, 6 weeks, three in June, three in July. And we served, I don't remember what the total number of kids was in the end, but we served a great crew of kids too. It was really fun.
Wonderful, yeah. Well, that's great that there were so many people in the community coming out and that you all were able to pull off another full session, relying on lots of staff.
Yeah. I think probably the biggest shout out that would love to be able to put out there is to Kira Dent, our AmeriCorps. She did an awesome job this year and really, really stepped up the game for our camp and then helped us recruit in some really awesome camp leads too, and our student rec leaders too.
And did it during a precarious time because AmeriCorps was just went away here in Sitka.
Yeah, in March it was terminated and her position was let go. Mm. We were fortunate that we were able to bring her on and keep her because she had put in probably at that point about 600 hours of planning. Probably more around 500 or so hours of planning, and then put in, you know, all the time that she put in after that in April, May, and June and July.
We really wanted her to be able to finish out this like massive project she'd been working on for 9 months, and she really killed it. We are like very, very thankful and grateful for all of her work this year.
Lovely.
Her last day in the office is tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
She's going to come in for a short little exit interview of sorts and just last goodbye.
Yeah, we're really, really lucky to have her. We can't say that enough.
Yeah, she was awesome.
Well, what a great way to end out the summer camp and the summer season with a huge success and important staff really getting to see things through. And it does mean, though, too, we're about to embark, or you're all about to embark on a new season.
Ooh, are we ever?
Yeah.
Always something new.
And actually, the things we want to talk about initially are happening right away. There's a workshop coming up in August called the Dungeon Master Workshop. And Ellie, I'd love to talk to you a little bit about that.
Yeah,
what is
totally.
That?
Totally. Yeah. So we're we've had a really, really popular middle school Dungeons and Dragons program, and I keep getting lots of parents and community members asking about, like, how can I learn more? How can I play Dungeons and Dragons? I really want to learn how to play so that I can play at home. So Riley Whitson has decided to help us out and offer a Dungeon Master workshop intended for adults. It's in collaboration with the library. So kind of the intent is to be able to attend these two sessions on Saturdays. It's on August 16th and 23rd from 2 to 5. And the intent in those two sessions is to be able to go to the library, check out one of the pre-built adventure books at the library, be able to bring it home and run it for your friends or for your family. Pre-registration is totally required. There's very limited space because we really want that to be like a very small crew so that you can really get a lot out of it. And you can register online at recreation.cityofsitka.com. There's only 6 spots available, so like register as soon as you can.
I think there's only 4 right now.
Yeah.
So it's already starting to fill up.
It's already starting to fill.
And that's, you said, August 16th and 23rd, so people should jump on that now when they hear this to fill in one of those last 2 available spots.
Well, last 4, but
last
yes.
Last 4 available spots. Yeah, okay. And it is a commitment of two Saturdays.
Mm-hmm. You can't just attend one. You've got to attend both.
Okay. And is there a cost associated with it?
Yep. The class fee is $20.
Okay, great. but you'll learn sort of how it works and then get a chance to kind of try it out the second weekend.
Yeah,
and
totally.
Then you're set up with all the stuff to take home and do it yourself.
Yeah, yeah. And we're really excited. We're really, really lucky to have an experienced dungeon master like Riley Whitson. He is like, if you've met Riley, you know he's really passionate about like tabletop role-playing games, especially Dungeons and Dragons. And he's just like, he's such a great teacher. It's a really creative space.
And he's got such great energy too. He really brings it.
Yeah, we're really, really like, he's been doing great with the middle schoolers. He wanted to try something else out for adults and we're gung-ho for it. We're really excited.
Okay, sounds amazing. That's great. Now I want to move into talking about something else that's happening this coming month. I guess tomorrow is August 1st. Kind of to kick off the fall season, which has all to do with water, aquatics, the swimming pool.
Yes.
Kevin, swim lessons are going to be starting, right?
We have both group and private swim lessons again in August, which we're really excited about. There's a few spots still available in both the group and then some, individual lessons are all full. So yeah, the group lessons, there are still spots available.
And that starts on Monday. So if you want to get your kiddo in, like sign up today.
And this is for children only. What is there an age? What are the age ranges for this?
Between
three and 13.
13, yeah.
Okay.
Most of the kids are probably right in the middle of all of that.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay. Great.
So, and there's different levels. If you have any questions about what level you should be in, you can call our office or call the pool. And talk to any of the staff. We can kind of walk you through it. The levels are also described on our website. So,
okay. And what is that phone number for our listeners?
907-747-4031.
4031. Okay, yep. Great. So if people have questions about where they might be in, or their kiddos might be in the swim lesson scale.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yep. And we also have Aqua Zumba.
There
so
we go.
Kate's coming back in August to teach her Aqua Zumba classes, and she's super excited about getting everybody back in the water and doing some dancing and listening to some groovy music and having a good time.
And that is kind of a month by month sort of. So if you sign up for Aqua Zumba, you'd be signing up for August, and then potentially we'll see if it works out for September kind of thing, just each month as it goes.
Yeah, we just kind of build on it as it goes, yeah.
We also have drop-in rates. If you don't want to do the whole month, you can just come in, pay our daily pool rate.
If there's room in the class, you get to get in.
Yeah, totally. If you just want to try it out, if you don't want to commit to a whole month.
Yeah. Oh, great. Well, speaking of, that's happening in the pool. These things are happening in the pool. There are going to be some new pool hours starting next week. If I remember correctly, on Monday, you'll start your new hours.
Yeah. So on Monday, we start our new hours. We'll be doing lap swim Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Blatchley Pool, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3. And then and then we'll also have open swim from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays and 4 to 7 p.m. on Sundays.
So switching to a weekend for the open swim.
Yeah, for anybody who like wants to bring their kiddo in and just like play around in the pool.
Great.
Without any of the lanes set up.
Okay. All right. Lovely. We also have after-school programs to talk about. This is happening just a little bit further into the future, mm-hmm. I guess probably starting more in the September region. But you guys are getting geared up for it and putting things in place. What are some of the things listeners can expect and to think about signing up for?
We're super excited to welcome Sandy Fontaine back for our middle school art club. We have Riley's going to do his Dungeon Slayers group as well.
But we're expanding that this year.
Yeah, both at the middle and the high school. So that'll be fun.
We're doing a junior reporter club in collaboration with the Sitka Sentinel, which we're really excited about. That'll be for middle school students.
Coding club, right?
Is coding club.
We're hoping to bring our coding club back. Yeah.
Okay.
Brian Farley.
And then there's one that you also hope to bring back, but you have the issue of no longer having an AmeriCorps volunteer.
Yeah.
This is the year After School Explorers. So maybe
our
you can
very
talk.
Very popular After School Explorers. Yeah. And so we're looking for an instructor for that.
Okay.
That is a program that we run for first graders at Hoots. It's a kind of a fun STEM experience for the kids, and we'd really like to bring that back because it is very popular and the kids just have a great time in it. And the staff there at Hoots love to be able to offer that to kids for a little after school experience.
So if you're hearing this and you're maybe not just interested in having a student in it, but you think maybe you could teach it, reach out as well.
Yeah. It's only a couple of days a week. We're super happy to pay somebody to do it.
Yeah. We provide resources and also a stipend to to help us out with that. Because we're a small staff. We really do rely on the community and their expertise and their passion to be able to help us out and provide to the community.
But yeah, we know there's somebody out there who is totally game to teach this class. We just need to find that person.
Great.
If you are that person, you can call us at 907-747-4031, or you can shoot us an email at recreation@cityofsitka.org.
Perfect. One final thing we should mention, even though we're out of time, let's just slip it in there. Something that the adults want to pay attention to, community choir.
Community choir, finally. Yay. We'll be starting that right after Labor Day. It'll be with Andrew Hames and Hannah Jilka. This has been a long time coming. I'm an avid community choir fan. So no experience necessary. You don't need to read music. If you want to sing, come show up. And we'll have lots more information about that out in our fall catalog, probably around the first day of school. You can also follow us on Facebook, and all of this information is going to be on there.
And that is regularly updated, so that's really the place to look for, like, for daily notices or updates.
Yeah. And that's City of Sitka Parks and Recreation on Facebook.
Wonderful. Well, Ellie Campbell is the Recreation Activities Specialist, and Kevin Knox is the Parks and Recreation Manager. We've been chatting about all that's coming up with Parks and Rec for the fall and into the after-school programs. So thank you both for being here this morning.
Thanks
for having us.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka.
Step in to the savory moment. You've probably heard it before. Growing herbs outside your kitchen door means that super fresh seasonings like piney Tuscan rosemary, citrusy lemon thyme, and fruity pineapple sage are always within arm's reach. And that's a great reason. Homegrown herbs are definitely more flavorful than ones that have spent a week or more in a plastic box under fluorescent grocery store lights. But there are other incentives. An herb garden, even a simple one consisting of a single pot, could transform the way you see yourself. Because herbs are so easy to grow, even in northern climates, you might start thinking of yourself as a gardener, someone who spends time in the sun wearing a straw hat, someone with the wisdom to successfully tend a living thing. A trip to your local nursery for a plant, a pot, and some soil will get you started. Hello, gardener. Also, you'll make new friends. Unlike grocery store herbs, homegrown herbs have a life cycle, one that includes flowers. Chives produce bodacious purple pom-poms. Thyme, delicate lavender sprays. Dill plants produce a flourish of tiny yellow umbrellas. Your porch or deck is now a haven for pollinators like bumblebees, hummingbirds, and butterflies, who stop by for regular visits. An herb garden also turns a meal into a work of art. Arrange succulent grassy sprigs of parsley over a fillet of roasted fish. Pluck individual florets from a chive blossom and toss like confetti into a salad. Place a trio of slender, satiny rosemary needles in the center of your soup. Find tips for starting and maintaining an herb garden at savorymoment.org. From the studios of KCAW in Sitka, Alaska, I'm Beth Short-Rhodes. Whatever is on your dinner table tonight, may you savor the moment.
Sitka Conservation Society Fish to Schools program is celebrating another year of bringing locally caught seafood lunches into Sitka schools with the support of a local fishing community. This year's fish drive is August 1st through the 15th. If you have questions or you wish to donate, please contact Chandler at Sitka Conservation Society at 907-747-7509. Special thanks to the Seafood Producers Co-op, Sitka Sound Seafoods, and our local fishermen for their hard work, dedication, and support that make the Fish to Schools program possible.
Good morning. It is 8:30, just about 8:31 on Thursday, July 31st, 2025. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. It is currently 57 degrees outside under overcast skies. And right now we'll take a look at our updated marine forecast for Southeast Alaska outside and inside waters. This was updated at 3:33 this morning. And the synopsis for outside waters reads, A mature meandering low in the far southern Gulf continues to have multiple weak fronts move around it and up into the panhandle through the week. Another of these fronts arrives tonight. The low weakens over the weekend and departs on Monday. For Cape Decision to Cape Edgecombe out to 15 nautical miles, today southeast winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight southeast winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Tomorrow southeast winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. For Cape Edgecombe to Cape Spencer out to 15 nautical miles, today southeast winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight southeast winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Rain in the evening. Tomorrow southeast winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. For Cape Spencer to Cape Fairweather out to 15 nautical miles, today southeast winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight southeast winds 10 knots, seas 5 feet, rain late. Tomorrow southeast winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. And now taking a look at southeast Alaska inside waters for Icy Strait, today light winds becoming east 10 knots in the afternoon, seas 2 feet or less. Tonight east winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet or less, rain late. Tomorrow southeast winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet or less, rain in the afternoon. For Cross Sound, today east winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet or less. Tonight southwest winds 10 knots becoming east late, seas 3 feet, rain late. Tomorrow east winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet, rain. For Northern Chatham Strait, today light winds becoming southeast 10 knots in the afternoon, seas 2 feet or less. Tonight southeast winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet or less. Tomorrow south winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet or less. For Southern Chatham Strait, today light winds seas 2 feet or less. Tonight south winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Rain in the evening. Tomorrow, south winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. And finally, for Frederick Sound, light winds becoming south 10 knots in the afternoon, seas 2 feet or less. Patchy fog early in the morning. Tonight, south winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet or less. Rain late. Tomorrow, south winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet or less. And coming up for you next, we'll take a look at the zone weather for our listening region. Now taking a look at the zone forecast for southeast Alaska. This was updated at 4:43 this morning, Thursday, July 31st, 2025. For Sitka today, patchy fog, chance of rain, highs in the mid-60s, light winds. Tonight, rain likely, lows in the mid-50s, light winds. Tomorrow, chance of rain, highs in the mid-60s, southeast winds to 10 miles per hour. For Cake and Port Alexander, there is a weather advisory. Dense fog advisory remains in effect until 8 a.m. this morning, so actually that is passed. For today, patchy fog, chance of rain, visibility 1/4 mile or less at times, highs in the mid-60s, light winds. Tonight, rain likely, lows in the mid-50s, light winds. Tomorrow, rain likely, highs in the mid-60s, south winds to 10 miles per hour. For Angoon today, cloudy, patchy fog, slight chance of rain, highs in the mid-60s, light winds. Tonight, rain likely, lows in the mid-50s, light winds. Tomorrow, rain likely, highs in the mid-60s, southeast winds to 10 miles per hour. For Tenneke Springs, today patchy fog. Chance of rain, highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, rain likely, lows in the mid-50s, light winds. Tomorrow, rain likely, highs in the mid-60s, southeast winds to 10 miles per hour. For Pelican and Elfin Cove, today patchy fog, chance of rain, highs in the mid-60s, light winds. Tonight, rain likely, lows in the mid-50s, light winds. Tomorrow, rain likely, highs around 60, light winds. And finally, for Yakutat, today, chance of rain, highs around 60, light winds. Tonight, chance of rain, lows in the mid-50s, light winds. Tomorrow, rain likely, highs around 60, east winds to 10 miles per hour. Taking a look now at our tide table for Sitka Sound, we had a high tide of 6.9 feet at 5:49 this morning. We will have a low tide of 2.3 feet at 11:32 this morning. We'll have a high tide of 8.7 feet at 6:06 this evening. And then our next low tide will be tomorrow, very early morning at 12:50, and that will be a 2-foot tide. The sun rose this morning at 4:59 a.m. It sets tonight at 9:15 p.m. That gives us a total of 16 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, which is a change over yesterday of 4 minutes and 3 seconds. And this morning on Raven News, KCAW's Hope McKenney spoke with Austin Cranford, a former Assembly candidate who has filed to run for a third time for a seat on the Sitka Assembly. A dead humpback whale calf washed ashore near Juneau's Douglas Harbor on Saturday. And finally, we heard from KTOO's Clarice Larson, who reported on the Juneau Assembly approving a ballot question asking voters whether the city should implement a new seasonal sales tax system. That was all on Raven News this morning at 6:49 and at 7:49. If you missed it at those times, you can still catch it. Just go to your KCAW app or kcaw.org. And this morning for the morning interview, I was joined by Ellie Campbell, Recreation Activities Specialist, and Kevin Knox, Parks and Recreation Manager. They were both in to chat about end of summer camps and upcoming fall and after school programs happening in starting this coming month and into the fall season. If you have questions about Parks and Recreation programs, you can call 907-747-4031. And if you missed that morning interview and would like to catch it and learn more, you can do that too. Just go to kcaw.org or to our KCAW app. And now we'll take a quick look at our cruise ship calendar. We have two ships in Sitka today. The National Geographic Sea Lion is at the Petro Dock 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. It holds 120 passengers. And the Norwegian Joy will be at the Sitka Sound Cruise Terminal today, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. It holds 3,887 passengers. And now we have time to take a quick look at our community calendar for things happening in the listening region. We're going to look forward to tomorrow. Sitka Utility Payment Office is closed 8 a.m. to noon, Friday, August 1st, for transitioning to a new payment system. And that seems to coincide with Sitka Public Library is unable to process payments 10 a.m. to noon, Friday, August 1st, due to a scheduled system upgrade. All are invited to Tanaki Springs' first barbecue noon, Friday, August 1st, at the Ferry Dock Landing. Sheldon Jackson Museum artist-in-residence Shirley Hooch gives a talk titled How I Started. That'll be 2 p.m. Friday, August 1st, at the museum and online. Sitka Tribe of Alaska Social Services Department offers a free wildlife cruise for registered tribal members, 3:30 p.m. Friday, August 1st. Sitka Studio of Dance holds an open house and registration 4 to 6 p.m. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd. All are invited to meet Sitka Police Chief Chad Gayden 6 p.m. Friday, August 1st at Harrigan Centennial Hall. And one more for Friday, Sitka Fine Arts Camp's Musical Theater Camp presents the SpongeBob Musical 7 p.m. Friday, August 1st. Also 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Saturday, August 2nd at the Sitka Performing Arts Center. This is Raven Radio.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm A. Martinez. The Justice Department fired more than 200 people this year. Many others have been forced out of their jobs for reasons that seem political. Those departures are transforming the workforce. Here's NPR's Kerry Johnson.
On a recent afternoon near Washington, Erez Rouveni opens a big box on the table and reflects on his career at the Justice Department.
There's a box of my various awards.
Rouveni spent nearly 15 years as an immigration lawyer at the DOJ, winning big cases in President Trump's first term in office.
A special commendation presented to Erez Rouveni for outstanding service in the Civil Division of the U.S. Department of Justice, protecting the nation from foreign terrorist entry executive order litigation team. This is the travel ban.
He even got promoted this year to oversee about 100 lawyers working on immigration, the top priority for the Trump